Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Vav. Zvachim Daf Vav, the fifth daf that we do together in Zvachim, and we are on Hey Amabez, Yasvi Rav Nachman, about 12 lines up from the bottom. On this daf that a number of rabbis were sitting together a number of times, and they each brought up a sugya in Mesechus Zvachim. So we just discussed, if you remember, the important Shita of Rav Huna Marav, Asham Shinitak L'Raya, which was the case where an Asham, in the parallel cases of Chatas, that there is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that those five Chatos have to die, what is the parallel part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? So just one Har that I did not mention, according to Rashi and Tosfos, it seems to be a Machlokas about a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What is the Asham application? Rashi says, like Rov Rishonim, Kol Shabachatas Mesa Ba'asham Ro'eh, that is the Doraisa Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and it must go out to graze and get a mum, and then you could switch that and eventually bring from the money an ola for Ketzim Mizbeach. Rabbi Natam says that no, the Halach Moshe B'Sinai is Asham Shritak L'Raya Yikrav Ola. It itself is carved as an ola, and the issue of Roeh Raya, sending it out to graze, is just an Isser, is just a Gzeira Drabana. So the fact that there's a Machlokas here relates to what we mentioned a number of times in the past, and that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam in the Hakdama to Pirush and Mishnayos, he writes that there are five parts of Torah Shebal Peh. Five different parts of Torah Shebal Peh. Number one is what he calls Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Number two is Dvarim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That is, items that we know from Mesorah, going back to Moshe, but it's not categorized as Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Then we have number three is all the items that we learn out from the Yud Gimel Midos, or even more than the Yud Gimel Midos, that's Klal HaPrad, Prad HaKlal, all those ideas, that's part three of Torah Shebal Peh. Those three are all Doraisa, and then four and five are Takanas Exeris. So even the Rabbanans are part of Torah Shebal Peh, but those are the five. Says the Rambam, what's the difference between part one and part two? The difference between Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and Pirushim HaMekubalim. For example, the fact that Pre-Eitz Hadar is an Esrog never says anywhere that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But nobody ever assumed otherwise. The Gemara in Sukkah says, you might have thought it's a quince, you might have thought this, but no, we know it's an Esrog. But nobody ever argued on that Lamaisa. So, well, that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. No, the Rambam says that's an example of a Pirush HaMekubalim B'Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the difference between the two? Says the Rambam, because theoretically it's possible to have a Machlokas about a Pirush HaMekubalim B'Moshe Rabbeinu. But you'll never have a Machlokas about a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's one of the differences between Category 1 and Category 2. That's the Rambam. So on that Rambam, many, many questions. The Chavos Yair has a tshuva where he goes through all the kashas. There seems to be 50, 60 Halacha Moshe B'Sinais, which there seems to be a machlokas about, and the Rambam doesn't fit into the category of the Rambam. So a number of them you could get out of. Because the Netziv writes on the first page of his Hagdama to She'otos, in the Kidmasa Emek, he says, whenever the Gemara says Gemiri, or Hilchasa Gemiri law, Rashi and Tosfos always says automatically that means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Like Tsroros, at the beginning of Baba Kama. The Gemara says Hilchasa Gemiri law, Rashi says Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam never says that. And that's a machlokas, Tsroros. So it could be that the Rambam limits many of the cases that we call, that Rashi and Tosfos call Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. He doesn't say it is. So, even so, there are still problems with the Rambam. But here's an example. If you say this is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Pashas, and there's a machlokas, at least between Rashi and Tosfos, about how to understand it. It's not a machlokas in Chazal, but it's a machlokas how to understand Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, so it just has to be discussed along with that Rambam of five parts of Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, let's continue. Hey, Amid Beis. Yasvi, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes was sitting. V'yasvi, Rav Ada, Bar Amasna, Gabayu. And Rav Ada was sitting with them. V'yasvi, V'ka'amri, and they were saying to him, relating back to the original conversation that happened on Amud Aleph. Remember, Reish Lakish and Reb Eliezer had a conversation. Reish Lakish said, I don't understand. How could you have such a middle status? A carbon that's kosher, but doesn't count for the owner. And Reb Eliezer said, what's the problem? You have it by a carbon of a Yoledes brought after she dies. That was the conversation. So we've been analyzing each one of those conversations. Why did Reish Lakish say this? Why did Reb Eliezer say that? That's what the Gemara has been doing on this blot. So we continue with that. Hadaka Amar Reb Eliezer, that which Reb Eliezer answered Reish Lakish. Matsinu Beba Lachar Misa. We find that carbonos can be brought Lachar Misa, meaning kosher, but not connected to the owner. Shink Shere Ve Marasin, they are kosher, but they're not Marasin. They don't bring kapara for the owner, because ain't kapara la mesim. So, Lema Le Reish Lakish, why didn't Reish Lakish answer when Reb Eliezer said, hey, we find this in the Mishnah in Kinim, why didn't Reish Lakish answer and say, no? Han Hunami Laisu Velirtsu. That's not a raya that a karban can be a middle status. Maybe there is kapara there. Maybe there is kapara there. Why? For the children. Maybe there's kapara laisu v'lirtsu. Let them bring it, and the children will get kapara. The yarshim will get kapara when they bring it. What kind of kapara? It's a karbanola. Right, karban chatas, we said, cannot be brought. Only if she brought her karban chatas, the children can bring her karban ola. So as we mentioned yesterday, this is the Gemara that's going to say that an ola is machaper somewhat. Even though an ola, the Gemara many times says, ola ain't a machaperas, that's just in contrast to chatas and asham. Chatas and asham are ba'u al chait, on specific chaits. Ola is not ba'al chait, it has some kapara elements, but it is not ba'al chait. So why did Reish Lakish say that this carbon that they brought of their mothers will be Maratzeh? So Amalan Ravada Bramasa, Ravada answers them, Yoledes, Imhi Yolda, but Imhi Yoldu. But isn't this carbon brought specifically for Yoledes? So they didn't have a baby. Only the mother had the baby. So aren't the carbonos of Yoledes, that set of carbonos, aren't they specifically meant to bring Kapara in a certain sense for the Yoleda specifically, for the birth itself, for the Leda? So the Gemara says, why? Matzkel Ravasi, Uman Leimalon, Diika Kama Aseika Balo Mischapra. One minute, if the woman had some mitzvahs asei on her that she did not fulfill, so Lo Mischapra, she wouldn't get kapara for that? But if the woman, when Yoledes brings a kapara, there could be a piggyback. Besides the specific carbon Yoledes carbon, but it's an ola. And an ola is mechaper for bitul asei. Even though there's no specific chiv to bring that ola, but once an ola is brought, it's mechaper for aseis. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says in the second wide line, ha'ein ola ba'a ela al asei v'yalos asei shenitak l'asei. That's an old machaper for. So if it worked for the woman, so if a kiva de'i de'chi'ika askama say gaba machapra, you're shenami machapri. So therefore, since it would work for her, it should work for the yarshim. It should work for the yarshim too. So that's what they say. Reish Lakish could have said when Reb Eliezer brought him this mishnah. Reish Lakish could have said, "That's no raya. There, it's not a. That's not a question of it's kosher, but it's not working for the owner. It is working for the owner. It's working for the children." They can get kapara with the carbon brought from their mother, but it can work for them as well. We've discussed in the past the reason for karbanas yoldos, except especially for the carbon chatas. Right, why does a woman bring a carbon chatas? We mentioned on Shabbos, and it's a beautiful thing that the woman had a baby. That's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes a minhag, even though not everybody has this minhag, but a woman, Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag of a woman not lighting Shabbos candles the first Shabbos after she has a baby. Minhag, why? So some say because it used to be she couldn't get out of bed because medical care wasn't that she couldn't get out of bed for a few weeks. Therefore, we didn't want to be mavaza, the woman who couldn't get out of bed and couldn't light the candles. So therefore, they made a minhag that a woman doesn't light the candles. But we saw from the Debitziner, the Ber Moshe quoted a Chacham Echad who said maybe the reason is because what's the whole reason that a woman lights instead of the husband? If the husband and the wife have the same exact obligation in Adlakas Neir Shabbos, the Mitzvah Drabanan, what's the reason we give it to the woman? So the Rambam says because she's Osekas Besarche Abayas and therefore she's the one that has this mitzvah that relates to the environment in the house. But the Tur quotes other Rishonim that say, no, the reason is because of Chava. Chava extinguished the light of the world, and therefore every week she has an obligation to bring more light into the world. Right, that's the second reason that women do it, even though the husband has the same obligation. So Seth Debertziner, B'Shem Chacham Echad, this week, after she has a baby, the woman already brought tons of light into the world. So therefore, she has no more reason she doesn't have to light the candles. Therefore, the chiyuv reverts back to the, at least in the minhag realm, reverts back to the husband. Okay, but that's what you see. She's just lying wonderfully. So why should she have to bring a karban chatas? So the Gemara says she swore she would never have another baby because of the pain, and then she's going to go against her shvuah, hopefully have another child. So therefore, she has to bring a karban chatas. But we like to mention Rav Hirsch. We mentioned this 2 years ago in the Parsha Shir. And that is, Rav Hirsch says, tumma is always associated with a vacuum of life. All tumma, the source of all tumma is a vacuum of life. That's whenever you have a corpse, obviously you have yavosa tumma, and whenever you have anything connected to the corpse, you have a recently dead insect, even shechva zera or nida, both relate to an unfulfilled pregnancy. That's why this tumma there. Says Rav Hirsch, when a baby is born, the woman now has less life inside of her. Of course there's life, but it's over there, not over here. There's less life inside of her. So that vacuum creates tumah. And that's why even a woman, a girl has double. 14 days, not 7 days. Why? Because the potential of life was also in her, and that's lost. So that vacuum creates tumas leida. Tumah, that's tumah. That's related to the tumah. But that could also relate to karbanis. As we know, tumah sometimes is connected to karbanis. Mechusrei kapara have tumah and karbanis, therefore that also might connect. Even he says it by tumah. You might be mechabit tumah and chatos. I'm putting it here connected somewhat. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara. Lameimer, so what do we end up saying? That children could bring their mother's karban and get kapara for it. So the Gemara says, I'm not sure about this. Lameimer, the kanya luhu, is this to say that Yarshim are kone, the karban of their mother? V'yamar b'yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan says, hiniach mincha l'shnei banav, if somebody has a karban mincha, and then he dies, and he leaves it to his two children, v'meis, kreva, it can be hokrav, the children can bring the karban mincha. Even though the halacha is that a carbon mincha can only be brought biyachid ubitzibur. A carbon mincha cannot be brought b'shurfis, unlike other karbanas. That's the rule of a carbon mincha. Why? Because of ain't b'shurfis. And there's no shurfis. If the children get the carbon, they're not considered partners in the carbon. What do you see from there? That they're not kona'it. If they're really kona'it from their father, so the chora, they would be considered two different people, shutfis, therefore they cannot bring their karban mincha. The fact that two brothers who yarshu the karban mincha from their father can bring the karban, therefore it's still called the karban yachid, must be still their father's karban. These talk about the kanyaluhu, and if you want to say they were kona the karban, and that is why they could get kapara from when they bring their mother's karban, nefesh amarachman of lo kanyaluhu. A karban by mincha says nefesh. And that's the drasha that a karban mincha can only be brought biyachid or b'tzibur. Cannot be brought b'shurfis. So how do we have these two halachas of, on the one hand, the children can bring the ola of their mother, therefore, and they can get some kapara for it. It's not called en kapara l'mesim. While on the other hand, the children can also bring the karban mincha of their father, even though partners cannot bring the karban. So is it theirs or is it not theirs? Throw in one more halacha. The Yamar Rabbi Yochanan, v'hiniach b'neim l'shnei banav ameis. Let's say a person left and these both statements of Rabbi Yochanan. A person left an animal to his children, and then he died. And then what's the halacha? Kreva, the animal can be hokrav as long as it's not a chatas or an asham. Or the animal can be hokrav v'ein mamirin ba. And there's no tamura that could occur by this animal. There's no tamura. So the person says, why tamura? Tamura, the isser, as we know, the end of Parshas B'chukosai, the isser of, if I have one animal and I want to switch it to another animal, even with the best of intentions. I was mocked as a sheep. And then I have second thoughts. I want to give a cow instead. Cow's a much larger animal. So I say, I don't want this sheep to be my karban. I want this cow. What's the halacha? Number one, that's an avera. Number two, they're both kadosh. I lose. But they're both kadosh. That's the iser and the mitzvah of tamura. It's kadosh as a los asay and an asay. Because, right, the v'hayahu is maraso yeh kodesh. So, the halacha says, Rabbi Yochanan, is that if yarshim yarshid a karban, children yarshid a karban, they do not violate, or they can't be meimir the karban. They can't do tamura. We'll read the Rambam in a minute. So, iyamrit, so why would that be? Why wouldn't they be able to be meimir? Aren't they the owners? So, iyamrit bishlam akanyaluhu, if you want to say that they were kona the animal, hainu dein mamirinba. So then, fine, I understand if it's theirs, they can't be mamirin, dahavi luhu kashutfin. Because then they would be like partners, and we know the rule, bishutfin lamatsa mamirin. Shutfin, another rule, you can't be mamir unless you are the sole owner. Shutfin cannot be mamir. And therefore, this halacha tells me that yarshim are not the, I'm sorry, are the owners. They work on it, therefore they're partners, that's why they can't do tzmura. But if you say that they do not own it, and therefore it still belongs to the father, and it's still a yachid, they should be able to be do tzmura, because they are acting on behalf of the father. Question mark. So we have a whole big confusion here, because we have three halachos, and two of them are on one side, and one of them is on the other side. The yarshim, if somebody dies, and the children get the karban, whose carbon is it considered? Remember, the father or mother did hafrasha. They already have a connection to that carbon. So once they die, so if it is a carbon ba'al chait, then we're not makar the animal. That's clear. A carbon chatas has to be left to die. A carbon asham has to be left to graze, and you bring with its money a carbon ola. Fine. Ashem shenitak l'raya. But what about other carbonas? What about an ola? What about a shlamim? What about those? Are those considered the children's carbon or not? So we have three halachas here. When it comes to kapara, so it seems like it is their carbon. When it comes to carbon mincha, it seems like it's not their carbon. When it comes to tmura, it seems like it is their carbon. So what do you say? What do you say? What's the rule? What's the rule? What's the exception? Just one thought before we answer this question, and that is the Meshech Chachma. We like to mention this Meshech Chachma at Parshas Dvarim time. Meshech Chachma is on the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon. Torah Chazon, the first parak in Sefer Yeshayahu, the Pasuk says there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sick of our karbanos. Right? Because we don't act properly, and I'm not interested in your karbanos. So the Navi says, the first parak of Yeshayahu, Lo tosifu hevi minchashav, don't bring me your carbon minchas anymore, your false minchas. Ketores, your ketores, to'eva hili. It's an abomination to me. I'm sick of your carbon minchas and your carbon and your ketores, says Hashem. Lo uchal aved v'atzara, I can't handle it. So the Meshech Chachma is bothered, Kedarka Bakodesh, why specifically these two karbanos? Why didn't Hashem say, I'm sick of your shlamims? I'm sick of your olas. Hidavka says, I'm sick of your minchas, and I'm sick of your ketores. What do those two karbanas symbolize? So, number one, says the Meshech Chachma, what does ketores symbolize? We know. That's the Kol Nidre connection. Kol Tainus, the Gemara says in Krisus. Kol Tainus, Shein Bami Posha Yisrael, Ena Tainus. Any fast day that does not have the poshim, those who are negligent among the Jews amongst them, ain't a tainus. Shaychel banarecha ra, we learn from the ketores. One of the spices is very foul smelling, and the chelbana, and yet we put it mixed in, because once it gets mixed in, it smells beautifully. Right, sometimes you have a spice, right, who eats plain pepper? Right, but sometimes you put pepper into it, some people do eat plain pepper. But if you have, sometimes you have certain spices that cannot be eaten alone. Too sharp, too putrid, but if you put it in, Haray, what do you learn from here? The davar ha-pachus ba'atzmiuso, something that is inferior inherently, b'chol zos, kishu mis'ariv ba'aguda klalis, still, when it goes together with the group, hu misbaseim, u'mo'il lahotzi reach nicholach, minasam amanim ha'achirim. They all play off each other, and therefore putting them together will bring out what's best. Im kol achad mifnei atzmo yesh lo mita b'chusa, zeh kli, keli, v'zeh balashen hara, v'zeh balkas, sometimes by a tzibur, if you have all different types of people who are evil, kishehem be'eged echad, az yumtak mirirusam, v'yisbasim kol achad mechadero, their bitterness will become sweet, and they'll each be mitbasem, they'll all get the fragrance of the other one. So that is ketores, meaning ketores symbolizes achdus. Torah symbolizes all together. V'zeu inyin mikdash. That's the whole point of the base of mikdash, says the Meshech Chachma. La'achid klal yos l'Yisrael v'lubaveveim amakam echad. To bring all of Israel together. All of our tefillos every day go through Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Harabai's base of mikdash. L'achid tamir ha'isa shama anaga anisas. That's why there was anisim that took place every day in the base of mikdash, because that's where all of klal Yisrael came together. That is the Torah. But on the other end, that says the Meshech Chachma, carbon mincha as well, symbolizes achdus. Why? We just learned the halacha. Carbon mincha can only be brought yachid or tzibur, which is also a unit. It cannot be brought b'shutfis. It's a big difference between a carbon tzibur and a carbon shutfis. The Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in Al HaTshuva. How many owners are there to a carbon tzibur? One. Klal Yisrael. How many owners are there to a carbon shutfin? Many owners. Depends how many owners brought it, because the carbon tzibur is a unit. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Dafka, I'm sick of your minchas and your ketores, because those two are supposed to symbolize achdus, unity, and Bnei Yisrael are full of sinas chinam, and other averis, bein adam l'chavero, so therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka picks those two to berate us by. I don't want any of your any of those karbanos. That's the Meshech Chachma related to mincha being biyachin. Okay, back to our question, back to our Gemara, second line. So we're stuck. When a person dies, do his karbanos become in the bailus of the children or not? From the halacha of Tamur, it seems yes. From the halacha of Yoledis, it seems no. It also seems yes. Yoledis and Tamur seem yes, while the halacha of Mincha seem no. So the Gemara says, maybe it's a special did by Tamur, Shani Hasam. Maybe really it does not belong to the children, and that is why Karban Mincha is considered a Yachid. But Tamur is different. Shani Hasam to Amakra im Hamer Yamir. It says in singular form, if he violates Tamura, Lurabos es Hayoresh, Echad Meimir, V'ein Shnai Memirin. one Yoresh could be Meimir and not two Yarshim. Special din, really, they do not own it, but really, regarding the halacha of Temura, so the special din is only one Yoresh could be Meimir and not two Yarshim. That's the din. The Griz assumes that the Havamini here is a special din Bailim when it comes to Temura. And that din Bailim is only passed over by one Yoresh. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. That's what the Brisker Rav says right here. K'moche b'din Yoresh Meimir, gamki nuchol omar, delo kana klal, rakha daha Yoresh Meimir, b'b'nei shatorah, nitin lo din Bailus lagabi Temura. Sometimes you have the halacha of Bailus lagabi a certain halacha. Right. The most extreme example could be the din of Rabbi Yishmael. The Rabbi Yishmael psachem davav. The Gemara says there are two things that are not in the rishus of a person. So the Torah says no. It's as if it's in your rishus. What is that? Bar rishus arabim and chametz bepesach. Can't own those. You dig a hole in the street. You don't own that. That's public property. But it's yours enough to be chayav for nezek. And chametz bepesach. You can't own something that's aser b'hana. But it's enough that you own it in order to violate by Rabbi Yimatzi. So sometimes you see there's a concept of bailus legabe dover zeh. So the Griz says maybe that's this halacha of Temura as well. So that's a special din. It says hamar yamer, so it's only once. Just one other halacha, important halacha, and that is the our Gemara assumes that there's no Temura when it comes to shutfin. The Rambam limits that halacha. Important halacha. First halacha nilchas Temura. There are three separate averis. Or three mitzvahs related to Temura. The Rambam says, number one, shalo yamir. You're not allowed to do it. Number two, shetehei ha-temura kodeshim hemir. If I did it, both of them are holy. Number three, shalo yishane ha-kodshim mikdusha l'kdusha. Even if I have one animal, I shouldn't try to switch his kedusha. Even going up. I shouldn't switch. Once I'm maktashin, I'm maktashin. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Temura, three averes. But the first halach in Hilchos Temura, says the Rambam, Kala Meimer Loke al Kol Behema Ubehema Shayamir. If I do Temura, I'm Loke on every animal. Every animal I try to do Temura to, I get Malka. Shnemer Lo Yachlifen of Lo Yamir Oso. V'yafalpi Shloasa Maisa. Even though it's a Lavshem Maisa, this is one of the three exceptions. Even though it's a lav shein bo maisa, you still get malchus on Temura. Mi pi ashmu alamdu, shekol mitzvahs lo sasei shein bo maisa, ein loken alav. Chutz for three. Nishba, meimir, mekalas chaveir b'shem. These three have averus. Shlosh alavim elu, I efsha shiyeh ben maisa, klal. It's impossible to have an action. By other averus, some have an action, some don't have an action. So that might have different rules. What do you call a lav shein bo maisa? But these three, it's impossible to have a maisa. Shmur is all about your words. Swearing. I don't have an action there. Vilokin aleim. But you still get malchus. Vilam alokin ala tzmura. But why do you get malchus at tzmura? Not only is it a lav shem yamaisa, it's also a lav anita glase. So maybe for that reason you should say, you still, right? Because if you do the losase, you breathe the carbon as a animal's a carbon. So why don't you say, it's part of that reason. So he says, number one, maybe there are two losases when it comes to Temura, not just one. And then va'od, she'ein, and this is the important line for us now, she'ein lav she'bashav el'asei. It's lav and asei are not exactly parallel. Lav anita glasei is only when the asei covers all the lav cases. But says the Rambam, you have cases in Temura where there's a losasei, but there's no asei. Like where? Shahatzibur v'hashutfin. Ein osin Temura im heimiru. The Yafal Pi Shehein Musharin Shalo Yamiru. Shutfin are in the Avera of Temura. They're just not in the Asay that the animal becomes holy. So the Rambam limits our Gemara. Whenever it says Shutfin are not in Temura, that doesn't mean you can't violate the Avera of Temura. The Rambam says, Nimseis Omer, Shahayachit Shehemir Havi Temura Kodesh, Vafilu Hemir Beshabbos, Viloke Arboim, Viachaman Ashutfin Shehemir, Omi Shehemir Bekarbim Bekarbim Asibur, Ho Vieshlav et Shutfis, Harizel Loke, Veina Temura Kodesh. They're in the los asay, they're not in the asay. That's the Rambam Shita about Temura of Shutfin. Temura of Shutfin, they're in the los asay. You can even get Malkus. Good. Says the Gemara, fourth line, Maskev Lor of Yaakov Minar Pakod, Elameyatza Gabe Meiser, if you're telling me that Hamer Yomir, the singular Lashon, means only one Yoresh could do it, so you have a similar Lashon by Meiser. Meyatza Gabe Meiser, the Sivim Go Yigal, the Pasuk, as we know, talks about Meiser Sheni. If I have too many fruit to schlep up to Yerushalayim, so I can switch the Kedusha onto money. But the Halacha is that if I am the owner that is doing this Pidyon, I have to add on a Chomesh. I have to add on what we call 25%, to the value, and I have to take that value up to Yerushalayim. So, bim go yigal, l'rabos is a yoresh. So the halacha is that even a yoresh is included in this halacha that a yoresh has to be podeh with the hosafa of chomesh. So, achanami echel go avein shreim golin. So it says a similar lashon, go yigal. So should we say here by Maaser Sheni also that it's limited to one yoresh? Just like Tmura is limited to one yoresh, you have the same type of lashon. Mar said, no, shiny meiser, the gabi avu anami isa b'shutfis. No, you can't compare the cases. By meiser, even if the father was a partner, he would also have to add on the chomesh. So too the children. It doesn't matter if there are two yarshim. The father could also be a partner, so there's no problem with children being partners as well. Period. Amalei Ravasi the Ravashi. Finishing up. Umina. From the halacha of Tmura itself, we have a question to ask. From it. I amr bishlama kan yilahu, fine by Tamura, if they are kona it, hainu dechad mi amemers. And I understand that there can be a concept of Tamura. As we'll see, there's a very personal element to Tamura. So if he is kona it, what did we just say from the Grizz? He's kona it lagabe this. Says the Gemara, if that was the Havamina, you need more than that. If you want to say they're really kona it, so then fine, you can do Tamura. Eli amr, lo kan yilahu, but if they don't own it at all, how could you do Tamura? Another statement of Rabbi Yochanan. These are all Rabbi Yochanans. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hamakdish Mosef Chomesh. The one who sanctifies a karban, and then let's say I want to redeem a karban that got a psul. So there's psul hamakdashim, so you redeem the karban. It's not like the only karban that leaves its kedusha without being nifta is bechor. The halacha is by a bechor, it's automatically kadosh, but if it gets a mum, it's automatically chulin. That's the only karban. Every other karban, if it gets a mum, you have to be podit. Psul hamakdashim. If the owner himself redeems that karban, if the makdish himself redeems the karban, he has to be mosav chomesh. So let's say, Rashi says, I promise to give an animal to the Beis HaMikdash. My friend overhears me. He knows I'm a little short on animals. So he is machdish, his animal, to fulfill my chiyuv. So if that's the case, if I'm poed to the animal, I don't have to add on, because I'm not the machdish. The halacha of adding on a chomesh goes by the machdish, my friend who did it to fulfill my chiyuv. So ha-machdish mosef chomesh, u-mischa per ose temura. And only the one who gets the kapara can do Tamura. The one who's getting kapara for this animal. It's only his, it has to be personal. And another halacha that's just said altogether. If somebody takes truma from his friend's field, or for his friend's field, I want you to have all your entire field, so I take truma off of my field in order so that your field could be misukan, could be chulin, I'm allowed to do that. Tovas anashalo. I, the Torim, could choose which coin I'm going to give it to. You can't say that, hey, it's for my field, so therefore I'm going to give it to whichever Kohen. No, Tovas Hanah, the choice of which Kohen I give the Truma to, goes by the Torah. So what do you see from there? You see that you need the Miskaber to be Osa Tamura. So how could it be if the children aren't Kohen at all? How could you even say that one child could do Tamura? So the Gemara answers, La Maskana, really, it's a middle status. A Yoresh has a middle status to the items that come to him. Really, he does own it somewhat, enough for certain halachas, but not enough for another halachas. For carbon mincha, he does not own it enough. And that's why he can bring the mincha, it's still called the yachid. How can he get kapara? Both by yoledes and by tzmura, because it says miskapara osa tzmura. How can he get kapara? That's the chiddush. Mikiva lo mechapra. He can't get permanent, full kapara. Mikufya mechapra. Quasi-weak kapara he could get. You find all over Svarim, in many different contexts, when a posek wants to say, it works a little bit, he says mikufya. The lasha comes from right here, this Gemara. Mikufya means a little bit. Literally means floating. It's like not really inside, it's tsuf. It's floating there, but it's not really an ikker part of what's there. So that's what it says here. Yoresh, it's a bissel of kapara, a little bit of kapara, but not the full kapara. That's what it means, mikufya. It's enough to be Yoledes and Tmura, but it's not enough to be yours for a Karban Mincha. Okay, that's just an important lesson to remember. Mikufya, Mikiva versus Mikufya. Mikiva means set and permanent and full. Mikufya means weak and young. Good, two dots. Ibai Lahu, Viter. Kipra, Mashabolo, Kipru. The case of our Mishnah, we say the Karban was brought and it's kosher, but it does not count. Did it work at all or not? What does that mean, did it work at all? We say you have to bring another one. Look at another one. It says, Rashi, did it work at least a little bit on the averos that you do in the interim that it protects you until you bring the second carbon? Amr of Sheshes Reid Ravidi, Mistama de lo Kippur, Mistama, you did not get Kippur with the first carbon. Tisakana de Kippur, because if you did get Kippur with the first carbon, Sheni lama huba, what's the purpose of bringing a second carbon? So it's got to be the first one didn't give you kapara. Second one says what? Elamai lo kipru. You want to see the first one you didn't get kapara? So lamu karav. So why do you continue with all the dala avodos? If you messed up in the shechita, so what's the purpose of continuing the process? So Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Shisha Breid Ravidi Hacha Kigashalei. No, this was Rav Shisha's point as follows. E Amar Bishlama lo kipru. If you want to say that the first carbon was not did not bring you atonement. So then you still understand why you continue the process. Why? Shelo lishma mikoach lishmo kaasi. The process started off with lishma. The hafrasha was lishma. So you understand, once you started at lishma, so you continue, even though it's not going to bring kapara. Visheni lamu balachaper. And therefore you have to bring the second one to give you a kapara. Ela iamish kipru. But if your first one brings kapara, so sheni lamu huba. What's the purpose of the second one? So that's why Rav Shisha answers the question that the first one did not bring kapara. And that is why you have to bring a second carbon. Period. Ibai lahu. But just leading it even into the next Gemara. But what do you see from this Gemara? What did he say? The first one, because it had a hafrasha, that was lashma, that already started off the process. Remember we discussed yesterday that there are dalat avodah, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. But there are actions that take place before and after, and the issue that has to be discussed always is how significant are those actions. So you have a hafrasha before, you have haktara seimurin and shricha shiraim afterwards. So those are three different actions that have to be discussed. So this Gemara already implicitly said hafrasha is significant. So that leads right into the next Gemara. Ibai lehu. Asay d'la'achar hafrasha. Mechapra lo mechapra. Let's say I'm mafrish a carbon ola. I'm mafrish a carbon ola. And then a week later I bring it. So as we said, a carbon ola is mechapra for asays that I didn't do. Let's say I didn't put on tefillin one day, chas v'shalom, after the hafrasha, before I'm akravit. So does this carbon take care of the assays in between, right? Is it good enough, or does it only work at the beginning? The way the Achronim say it is hafrasha tchilas hakrava? And if you say that, it's too late. Hafrasha tchilas hakrava, and therefore, you already were makriv a little bit the animal, and if it's too late, or do you say, no, hafrasha gives a designation, but no, the hakrava didn't start yet, so that might be the issue here. So me, I'm reading midi davi achatas. Do I say that, just like chatas, ma chatas to call them hafrasha in lach hafrasha lo, a carbon chatas, only works for averus before the hafrasha, not for after the hafrasha, so afachanami to call them hafrasha in lach hafrasha lo, so to hear by ola, o dilma lo dami lachatas, or, no, don't compare this to chatas. The chatas, I'll call chet v'chet, boy, lasu yichat the chatas. By chatas, every avera requires another carbon. If I did two averas, I ate chelav and I ate dam, two carbonis. V'hacha, kivan di'ika kama aseika be mechapra. But here, since even 10 different assays, it would work, asei de la hafrashanami mechapra. It's much more inclusive. So maybe so too with asei after the hafrasha. Without getting into a whole shiur about this now, maybe we will have one day, the carbon ola kapara might relate more to the gavra than to the chait. The carbon chatas must relate to every single aveira done. And that's why you need one for every aveira. Ola relates to 15 different bittul aseis. How could you do that? The answer is because ola is more of kaparas agavra. And therefore, that's why there's even a havamina, maybe after asei lach hafrasha. It's more about the gavra, not about the specific action. And therefore, that is why you have this suffix. Asham, as we alluded to yesterday, somewhere in the middle. Asham is Baal Chet, but it has Zrikas like an Ola, and it's similar to an Ola in certain regard. So, that is a question about Ola. So, what's the answer? Does it work for, Ateiz Lachar of Rosh? So, Tashma says the Pazak Vesamach Venirtsa. The Pazak says, I do Smicha on the carbon and Venirtsa. And the next phrase is Venirtsa, and it brings me appeasement. It gets me kapara. V'chei smicha mechaperes? V'aloin kapara lebadam. What do you mean smicha leads to the kapara? No, smicha is just beforehand, leaning on the carbon. The real kapara is with the zrika. Shnemar ki badamu b'nefesh echaper. The action we do with the blood brings the kapara. Tosis points out in Dibur Maskel Vahalo, yes, there is some kapara also brought when the Kohanim eat the carbon. As the Gemara says in Psachim, Habailim, Hakohanim, Ochlim, Ubailim, Iskaprin. That's true, but it's not the Iker. The Iker is the Zrika. That's the last line of Tosis Vahalo. The Iker is the Zrika. So what does it mean in the Pasuk that Smicha leads into the kapara? So says the Gemara, Elamatam Alomar Vesamach Vanir Salachaper. What does that mean? She'im Asa L'Smicha, Shiyare Mitzvah. If I treat the Smicha like a leftover mincha, meaning mitzvah. How do you treat leftovers? Ah, leftovers, come on. Well, nobody likes leftovers, right? So if I treat it like leftovers, I don't take smicha seriously, meaning I don't do it. I'm not machshiv the animal enough to do smicha. Ma le'alav akasav kido lo kiper. It's as if I didn't get kapara, v'kiper, even though lamaisa I did get kapara. Smicha is not a part of the avodah, that's li'ikuva, but you're definitely missing an element if you were supposed to do smicha and you didn't. So what does that mean? What did I get? What kapara did I get? What kapara did I not get? So Gemara says, my lab, doesn't this mean, to keep her, I say the kodim hafrasha, maybe you did get kapara for all the avers you did before the hafrasha, lo keep her, I say the smicha. What did you not get kapara on for not doing smicha? Which is the Havila Asay Delakar Afrasha, which is an Afrasay after Afrasha. Maybe that's exactly the point. Low keeper of a keeper, you're machaper for everything before but not during. So doesn't this prove that Asay's after Afrasha are not included? The Sfasemis just asked a question, which is a bomb kasha. That's why the Gemara does this isn't a maskana. Maybe this is a special din that you messed up by the smicha, so you're not going to get kapar for smicha specifically. The Gemara is assuming, no, you don't get kapar for smicha, so you don't get kapar for any Asay Delakar Afrasha. Maybe not. Maybe you do get kapara for Asay Delakar Afrasha. It's Dafgir's rule. You can't get kapara for not doing smicha here because this is exactly a bear that you didn't do smicha for. It's like the Gemara says, Mashal, the Sfasemis says. The Gemara says in Yuma, even according to the Rishonim, the Tanoim that say Yom Kippur is Mechaper even without Tshuva, but it's not going to work if you don't believe in Yom Kippur. If you don't believe in Yom Kippur, you're not going to get kapara for that, for not holding up Yom Kippur. So too, this is Minei Ubei. If you don't do smicha, you're not going to get kapara from this carbon for the smicha that you didn't do. So that's a tzarchian, what the Gemara's havamina is, to extend it to all Aseh Zalach HaRafrasha. Okay, on my Rav, but the Gemara answers anyway, Aseh the smicha kamrit. You asking about smicha? No. Shiny awesome, that's not a good raya anyway. Why? To call kamrit, to go shachit ba'amod v'samachoy. Until the second before you do the shechita, you should still do smicha. Until the second, while the animal's still standing there, you can still do smicha. Amos kohavi, I say, when is there a really bittul asay to lachar shechita? You only didn't do the smicha once you did the shechita. So lachar shechita lo kami boile. That's for sure not a shaila. Our only shaila is, could you get kapara for assays done between hafrasha and shechita before the avodah started? If it's only a bittul asay after the shechita, then for sure it's not included. So that's not an issue. Fine. Amalei Rav Huna bar Yehuda the Rava. Rav Huna says, 1 minute. Maybe I have a different understanding of, by the smicha brisa of lo kiper v'kiper. There's another understanding I could have. Amalei Rav Huna bar Yehuda the Rava. Ema kiper gavra lo kiper kamishmaya. Maybe it means you got full kapara down here on this world. Lo kiper just means Hashem will take you to task. Hashem will make sure that he lets you know that you didn't do the smicha. Maybe that's what lo kiper v'kiper means. After all, milo tznan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Meseches Negaim? Review for a minute Meseches Negaim. The last perek of Negaim is the process of a mitzora becoming tahar. The first 13 prakim of Negaim are all about tzaras, about different types of Negaim. But the 14th perek, the last perek of Negaim, is all about, right, the perek starts off, kesen matara and it's a mitzora. How do you matara? Basically, Parshas Tazria is the first 13 prakim, and Parshas Mitzora, the first half, is the 14th parak. So the halacha, as we know, is on the 8th day, where a mitzora becomes tahar, he has to bring a chatas ashem and ola, 3 karbanas on the 8th day. He has the whole process of becoming tahar. On the 8th day, he brings 3 karbanas. And what happens, besides the regular karbanas that are brought, the asham is shechted, and the blood is sprinkled on the body of the mitzora. The blood is sprinkled, the Mishnah describes, hichnis rosho, but also tanuch azno, you put it on his ear, his right ear, his right thumb, and his right big toe. That's where you put the dam ha'asham. And then later on, you take a log of oil and you sprinkle, put the oil also on the same exact spot where you put the dam of the asham. Exactly those three. The Gemara is going to talk about it later in the parak by the Shem about this process. But the leftover oil in the hand of the kohen, you then just put on the mitzora's head. The leftover, not the leftover oil in the cup, the leftover oil in the hand of the Kohen, after you put it on the, on his ear, on his thumb, big right, his right thumb, and his big right toe, so that's what you pour on the head. So the Mishnah discusses, what if you didn't pour the leftovers on the head? That's the context of the Mishnah. Tanan. Milo tanan v'hanoser v'ashem and asher akafa kohen. The leftover oil goes on his head. L'chaper alav l'fnei Hashem. To bring kapara. Im nasan kiper. Im lo nasan lo kiper. Dear Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva seems to say it's li'kuva. If you didn't put the leftover oil on the head of the mitzvah, so then you lose. Kapara is not achieved. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, no. Shiari mitzvah hein. No, that's leftover mitzvah. The leftover oil. Bein nitan, bein shelo nitan kiper. Whether you did it or not, you get kapara. Umal and alav kilo kiper. But it's as if you didn't get kapara. So again, similar formulation as we had by smicha. So what does that mean? My kilo lo kiper. What does that mean? It's as if you didn't get kapara. Ilema to be boil asuya carbon achrina. If you want to say it means that the mitzora has to bring a new carbon, start the whole process again. Ha'amrit bein nitan, bein shelo nitan kiper. No, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it worked. There was kapara. So, Ella, what must it mean? Kiper gavra lo kiper kamishmaya. It must mean the gavra got tahar, but the kohen is going to be held accountable for not pouring the leftover oil. So, hanami kiper chulu. So, why don't we say that's what it means by smicha too? Down here in this world, it's full kapara, but just upstairs. Why don't you say that's what it means? So, Gemara says no. There's another possibility even here. By mitzora, it doesn't mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean down here versus up there. What does it mean? What does the Biyocha Menuri mean? Hasanami, kiper matan bahonos, lo kiper matanos harosh. It could be that the bahonos were fine. The process, the different parts of putting it on the thumbs. What, if you didn't do the head, the fingers are fine. That's what it means, kiper. You don't have to do the finger pourings again. But on the head, lo kiper matanos harosh, meaning the fact that you had to do it on the head, you didn't get that kapara. Masha enkein, Rabbi Akiva would hold even worse. No, you got to do the head again. You got to do the bahonos again. Once you didn't do the head, because it's all one process. All one process. Period. What is the Rambam paskin about this? Halacha l'maisa. Let Hashem hear you, Banabes HaMikdash. And if anybody has saras, they're going to have this done. If you didn't pour the extra oil on the head. So what does the Rambam hold? Stira in the Rambam. Stira in the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam says, in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara. V'im lo nasan, it's in the whole process, achakach yavol, etz matzara, v'itim in Hashem, and al-mocham dam ha'asham, b'tzinuch ozen, ubo en yad, ubo en regel, v'anosem in Hashem, and shebekapo, yitznenu al-rosh ha-mistaher. V'im lo nasan, lo kiper. Fine. Then, 2 pages later, perek hey, halacha hey, gomar ha-bahonos. Let's say you finish the fingers, v'yachakach nishpach ha-log, kodem sh'itin shar Hashem, and shebekapo al-rosh ha-mistaher. Before you got to pour the leftovers, it all spilled out. You're okay. So there, the first Rambam says that if you didn't do a low keeper, and here he says if it spilled out, it's okay. So what does the Mari Kirkus say? Mari Kirkus said, it must be that it's only ma'akev if it's still there. That's the Rambam Shita. If it's still there, it's ma'akev. It's kind of an opposite of Kalaroi Labila. What's Kalaroi Labila? The din of Reb Zeira and elsewhere. As long as you have the potential, you don't have to do it. But if you don't have the potential, then it's ma'akev. Here's the opposite. If you have the potential, you gotta do it. If you don't have the potential, it's not a problem. So that's the Rambam, the Mari Kirkus, right here in Mechusrei Kapara, hey, and the Ketzer Mishnah quotes the Mari Kirkus here, right here, but in the Franco, Baruch Hashem, we're Zocha, to have the Mari Kirkus ba'atzmo, and that is, if it's there, you gotta do it. Weiter. Says the Gemara. Well, to see if there's any kind of parallel to that, that if it's there, it's ma'akev. Tashma Weiter, let's try to prove again. Again, the original question, if you have averis between your hafrasha and hakrava, Tashma Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kivsei atzeres lamehin boin, good, wonderful memories of the first 2 prakim in Shavuos, I hope, of why do we bring all these karbanis on the Yomim Tovim to be mechaper for the Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, walking into the base of Mikdash Tamei. So Kivsei atzeres lamehin boin, the sheep that we bring on Shavuos, why do they come? Says the Gemara, Kivsei atzeres shlamim ninu. Kivsei atzeres, what do you mean? Those are the, we discussed already. Those are the shlamim that go along with the shtei halechem. That's brought to be matir the chadash in Mikdash. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. This is the question I meant. Ela si'iri atzeres lamim bon. What are the purpose of the goats of Shavuos? Right, the carbon musaf. Why do you bring them? Al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Right, you bring, there are 2 of them. Rashi quotes the psukim. It comes to be mechaper for the tuma of a mikdash v'kadashav. If I ate a carbon betuma, or I went into the base of mikdash betuma. Nizrak damashal rishon, sheni lama karav. Once I do this Zrikat Adam of the first one, why do I have to bring a second one? There are two goats. Al Tuma Sheira Bein Zeh LaZeh. Ah, to be mechaper for the tumah that happened in between the first and the second carbon. Omer Me'ata, what do you see from here? Ru, you know, you used to roll the hagrif carbon of Seyim b'chol Eisim b'chol Shol. Really, Jews, we should have to bring a carbon every 3 minutes because of tumah that might happen. Ela shechiseh hakasuv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on us. We don't have to bring a carbon for every 3 minutes. But what do you see from there? From this halacha. V'yahacha diyaseh delachar afrasha. Here it's an avera that happened after the afrasha, right? Because aren't you mafrish the karbanas together, and then you bring one? So the Gemara says, the Brisa says, tuma that she'iru bein zu lazu. The kamachapra, and it works for the kapara, it gets kapara. So doesn't that prove as after the afrasha would get kapara? So the Gemara says, no. Idafra shinu babasacha sachanami. If you were mafrish them both at the same time, that's true. Then this would be a raya. But hacha b'mayaskinan diafra shinu b'zechar zeh. We're talking about a case where you only mafrish one at a time. So, after the first one, the Averis that took place there, the second one wasn't Hufresh yet. So Mara says, 1 minute. You have to force your way to explain the Pasuk is only talking about Zachar Zeh? Maybe it was Basachas. If it was Basachas, also the Pasuk Pashas is talking about that. So therefore, isn't that a Raya? So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Papa, Karbanas Sibur Kamrit. You're trying to talk to me about Karbanas Sibur? What was the suffix? The question was about Karban Yachid. You're trying to ask me about carbon sibur. You can't compare the cases. Why? Shiny carbon and sibur. Carbon and sibur are different. Delave bezdin kamasna alehen. Bezdin makes an inherent condition about carbon and sibur. What is that? Kedarav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Damrav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Carbon and sibur sakin moshchasan lamashahein. Great line. The knife anoints them to what they are. A special did by a carbon sibur that shchita plays a specific role. Meaning, it doesn't have the real, full, concrete status of a carbon sibur until you shecht it. Even though hafrasha is a full hakdasha by a carbon yachid, by a carbon sibur, it's held off a little bit. Sakin mashchasan l'mashahein, and therefore the language of the ritva in Shvuas Yudbeis, where this comes up also, is that ein kedushan shlema ad shchita. Remember, we had this back in Shavuos because the Gemara in the first parak there discussed what happens when you have leftover animals at the end of the year. What are you supposed to do with those leftover animals? If they're already connected to the previous year's shkalim, then you're not going to be able to do anything with them. So the Gemara says, no, you're allowed to bring it for the following year because late bez and masnalein, that shakam ashkas l'mashahein, they don't really get full kedusha until the following year. So there's ways to get out of it. Interesting. One final point: the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos on Daf Beis, right here, he says the whole concept of shelo lishma only applies to or the psulim only applies to a carbon yachid. But if the kohen brings the carbon tamid one morning, shelo lishma, he thinks shlamim, it doesn't ruin it at all. Because sakin moshchas and lashen, the sakin, the knife itself, the maisa shchita will overrule any bad machshava that a kohen has. So the Rambam takes this principle of sakin moshchas and lashen and says it can override bad machshavas of a kohen. That's what the Rambam uses. Pirush Mishnayos on Daf Beis, he uses that principle here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But tomorrow we'll get into various types of carbon eschatas, ola, other things, and ola being a doron. That's tomorrow. Zvachim Dav Zayin. That's where it comes up. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.